Today, we continue hearing about Jesus calling his disciples. Last week, Philip shared the news of the Messiah with Nathanael, who, against his preconceived notions about the place of Jesus' birth, had a change of heart and proclaimed him Lord and Savior. This week, we hear of Jesus called to Simon Peter, Andrew, James, and John. There's an immediacy in the reaction of these fishermen. They don't seem to hesitate at all in their response to Jesus' command, follow me. The immediacy of their response almost gives us a sense that they weren't all that committed to their lives to begin with, that their careers and families were not foundational for them. If it weren't Jesus doing the asking, we might be downright disturbed by the apparent lack of responsibility shown by these four. The father of James and John, Zebedee, who was left with the hired men in the boat, was probably not too happy that they left him. From later readings, though, it seems that the whole family came along. At least the mother of James and John did, because she has the historical scriptural distinction of asking Jesus for places of honor for her two boys. So maybe they didn't just take off in this moment, deserting wives and families. Maybe the immediacy had to do with a change of attitude, a leaving behind of old ways, not a desertion of responsibility. Surely Jesus does not call folks to just up and leave their commitments. That would not match the great commandment of love. Still, there is an immediate call of leaving behind old ways, of old ways of living and being in the world. There's a call for an immediate shift in priorities. In our reading from Paul to the Corinthians today, there's also a sense of urgency and immediacy. Something is going to happen any minute. The time of reckoning, the return of Christ, should be any minute now. So don't worry about what's going on in your life right now. Life as you know it is about to change dramatically. So go ahead and live into this change. This is a passage that out of context could be easily misinterpreted. Live as though you aren't married? Buy as though you have no possessions? Again, this could easily sound like a biblical command for reckless living. But that's not the aim of the author. Never is Scripture consistent with a call to reckless living. Reckless living that's harmful to both oneself or to others. The description is one of the expectation of the early Christians that Christ would return any minute. And when that happened, earthly relationships and belongings and life as you knew it would no longer matter. As time passed, the followers of Christ began to live with the understanding that their sense of immediacy might not be the same as God's, that our perception of time does not mesh with God's, and that we'll not be able to pin down when Christ will return. In our reading from Jonah, we again have this sense of urgency. Jonah, often referred to as the most begrudging prophet, has been sent to the people of Nineveh, a rather nasty bunch. The time is at hand for them. They either repent right away or be overthrown. A surprising thing happens. At least it surprised Jonah, because the people of Nineveh did just that. They repented. The people of Nineveh, the ones that Jonah totally despised, the ones that he was so certain could not possibly be good enough for God's loving kindness, actually did as God requested. They repented. Just as quickly as Peter, Andrew, James, and John dropped their nets and followed Jesus, the previously wild and woolly Ninevites repented. They put on sackcloth and covered themselves in ashes and were truly sorry for having allowed themselves to stray so far from God. And because of their quick change of heart and life, God did not punish them, but held them as an example for all time. Our lives are so filled with a sense of urgency. There's never a shortage of things that demand our immediate attention, but the demands on our immediate attention are most often worldly. Cell phones and emails and tweets and Facebook messages come through so much more loudly and demandingly than the soft, quiet, yet persistent voice of God. Still, the call is there. It is persistent, and it is for all of us, both individually and as a church. We are called to put down the things that get in our way of following Christ, and we, like the Ninevites, and Peter, and James, and John, and Andrew, are called to do so immediately. I imagine that some of us made New Year's resolutions that were not unlike the intentions of the Ninevites to live a more godly life. I hope that if we did, we've been able to keep them. Some of us may have already fallen short on the good intentions that we had January the 1st. There's no lack of opportunity to start again. The call is always there. And the time to answer that call is always now. Today is a lot like New Year's Day here at Grace. The church proper began its calendar year on Advent 1, but today we will begin a new year with newly elected vestry members. We'll talk about our hopes and dreams for Grace Church, and about the many ministry opportunities we have here at Grace and in our community as a whole. Good things are happening here. People are being met and served and brought into the body of Christ. In the last year, 19 people were confirmed and 8 were baptized. New ministries have begun and others have been reaffirmed and strengthened. Grace Church is called to serve God's people in the world. Those that we're comfortable with and those that make us a little uncomfortable. All of God's people. And we're responding to the needs of our world. We're answering the call to the body to be the body of Christ in the world. And there will be continuous opportunities for us to do just that. When we go into Tyler Hall for our parish meeting right after this service, you'll find slips of paper on the tables with a variety of ministries listed. Now is the time to become involved. Now is the time to offer yourself in service. Now is the time to respond to God's call. We're called to follow Christ. And when we do, we find ourselves and our lives so much more full. Not full of the endless busyness, but full of the love of God in Christ. Love that fills us so that we can share it with our neighbors. Thanks be to God. Amen.